BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yo, Larry, we there.
What up? Hey. Now go with it then. Gone, 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 gone. Little Larry, the one red house, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Clocking in one time for you on a Thursday. Clocking in at about 66 degrees. Wet streaks from some overnight rain. Rain is cleared out for the most part, but it will be back right after your morning commute, right about 9:30-ish. Rain should start back and it's going to stay with us throughout your lunch break all the way until about 2:30, 3 o'clock. Clear out and then. When it clears out this afternoon, The rain should be gone for the weekend and make way for a great Valentine's Day weekend, actually. You know, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Tomorrow's high is going to be right near 52 with sunshine. No rain in the forecast for tomorrow. And then for Side Chick Saturday, it's going to be perfect. It's going to be a little cold, though. It's going to be about 45 degrees in sunshine.
I'm going to be with my family.
Amen to you, brother. Amen to you. I had a madhouse with me this morning. Y'all hear him. Y'all say what's up to Comedian Baby.
What up?
Yeah, you know what
I'm saying? You want to say it? I say good morning
to all the lovers.
Good morning.
Fake love.
Good morning.
Real love.
Good morning.
Side love.
Good morning. Yeah. Good morning.
All right, what's up with you, Burpee? All right, good morning.
I like how I did that just now.
It was all right.
I liked it. Shut up, Larry.
I'm saying I'm nice.
It's mad because you can't sing, Larry.
Well, I can sing. You better stop.
Go ahead. Give him something, boy.
My vocals ain't ready. I ain't ready yet. No, I make me a gospel song up in a minute now.
We used to do the inspiration song.
The biggest gospel hit ever that nobody never heard.
What is it?
It's called Wash Away My Sins.
Wash Away My Sins.
I'm going to write it because somebody going to sing.
They sing choir selections in Jehovah's Witness King Kong. Do Jehovah's Witnesses have choirs?
They don't have choirs. No, they do not.
Oh, they don't?
No, they don't. They sing. They sing hymnals.
I'm sorry, what?
You know what I mean. Now they sing songs though. They do sing songs.
Oh, okay.
I wonder where that came from.
Because you know they ain't got no windows. You can't see inside the
church. No, we don't want you to see in that. They do have windows in the front, but not on the side.
In the door?
Yeah, that's about it.
But that's it.
You know why they don't have no windows?
Why?
Because they want you to come on in and so they can save your soul and your spirit.
That sounds like a cult to me.
It's really not a cult. Have you ever been?
No, I haven't. I have plenty of friends that are Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, but why you call it a cult if you've never been?
No, because I'm just messing.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about y'all.
Y'all.
Yeah.
I'm not a part.
Oh, you're not a Jehovah's Witness.
I can't claim it if I ain't a part of it. Only thing I can claim that I ain't a part of is the Maker's High Five.
No, you can't claim them either.
I'm honorary. They made that honorary. You know what I mean? They made me honorary a long time ago. My man Eric back at John C. Smith told me I was honorary. I've been honorary ever since.
Larry, we should make up the inspirational song of the morning.
I tell you, Wash Away My Sins is here. I'm gonna get a job.
No. I'm talking about like today. Right now? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Wait till what's coming.
You got something on your heart or your mind this morning you need to get off?
It's always something on my heart when it comes to Jesus now. Don't play with my God.
Whoa! There you go right there. Don't play with my God. Don't you play with my God, baby. Because we ain't got no windows.
Hey, we
don't
got
you,
it.
Don't you play with my God, baby. Don't you play with my God. They about to put us off the radio this morning.
We gonna get put off the air.
Who they gonna put us off?
Ladies and gentlemen, inspirational song coming up later.
Don't you play with my God.
Don't you play with my
don't
God.
Don't make me go find a gospel beat, because I ain't Larry, gonna find
don't,
one.
Hey, boy.
No, but I ain't keep playing.
Don't though. Play. No. Anybody play.
Whoa, don't you play with my God. Jessica's actually, somebody said, where's Jessica? She's not sick. She wasn't sick yesterday. Jessica actually has civil jury duty.
She's doing a whole trial, man.
Jessica in there night court and morning court. Jessica thinks she's an attorney now. I bet you when she come back, she's going to be talking all these attorney terms and stuff like that.
Right.
Sweat she out there doing. Just say he guilty. I mean, he or she guilty and get move on with
she
it.
She better not come in here and talk about the defense rest.
Shut up, Jeff. You know she already got a doghouse courtroom. She thinks she a real judge. But listen, though. For real, though. I skipped out on jury duty. I mean, I don't.
Did
I don't,
you just announce that on the radio?
Yeah, I'm just telling the truth. I don't encourage anybody else to do that, but I ain't go. What happened if you don't go?
You go to jail.
They don't lock you up.
Okay.
That.
All right. You think they don't.
Well, tell them come on get me.
You want to look up the rules and regulations?
Yeah, tell them come on. I ain't go.
Hey, Siri.
They sent me a letter in the mail. I sent it back.
What happens if you don't go to jury duty?
Okay. I found this on the web for what happens if you don't go to jury duty. Check it out.
I wanted you to tell me, but whatever. Okay, here we go. LegalZoom.com.
What'd they say, Bert? What happened?
One person not like... You get fined. You can get fined.
Oh, okay. Well, I pay that. That's okay.
Consequences of ignoring a jury summons.
Yeah, because I ain't go.
Bench warrants are issued for those failing to appear, which could lead to arrest.
Look, tell me, come on, Ref. Come on. It won't be the first time. All right, man. Today's Inspiration Power of the Morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your morning inspiration. The Bible says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you might obtain it." In life, you only get one chance to run, so you might as well run to win. To avoid stumbling or losing your place, don't look back. You can't change the past, but thank God that you can learn from it and leave it behind. Many of us carry the weight and worry of burdens that are of no real importance and consume our everyday living. Understand time is your most valuable resource. So get rid of the baggage of old relationships, pointless fears, and hurtful pains from the past that consume your time. Run with perseverance your race and run with a purpose to win. Are you in it to win it? Well, then, today, run like it. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your morning inspiration on Power 98.
Hold on, Bert. Let me see. I think I might.
From 70.
Hold on.
You give me some music, and I'm on it, Larry.
Hold on. You know me. I'm a dig in the crate. I'm going to go find something. I'm going to find something. Soon as Gary McFadden stopped talking, I got you.
Don't play with me.
As soon as... Okay, there you go. Hold on. Here we go. Let me find you a beat.
You find me a gospel beat. It's over.
It's too slow. I don't like them. I don't like this medley of the Lord.
Come on, it don't matter. The word says make a joyful noise.
Is that what the word says?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do another time.
Don't play.
All right. Oh. Today's inspirational.
With my God. Don't you play.
Go ahead, give it to him, Burp.
With my God. Because Jesus sits high.
Is this way today?
But it looks low. Don't play with my God. Come on, sing it with me, Larry.
Make it trap gospel.
Hey, don't play with my God.
Hey,
don't play with my God. Hey. Don't do it, Larry. Don't play with my God. Hey. Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Hey, don't play with my God. Hey. Don't do it, Larry. Don't play with my God. Hey. Don't do it, Larry. Don't play with my God. Hey. Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Hey.
Don't play with my God, because Jesus is my Father. He give me all my blessings, and it don't go any farther.
Hey.
You can't give me nothing. Because he is the man.
Man.
I don't follow you. I follow God's plan.
Hey.
Don't play with my God.
Hey.
Hey. Don't play with my God.
Hey.
Don't play with my God.
Hey.
Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Don't play with my God.
Hey,
do it, Larry. Don't play with my God.
Hey,
Jesus Christ, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Woo!
Say you woke me up.
Okay.
Got me out the bed.
The bed.
Go and get that bag.
Bag.
So I go and do it bad.
Bad.
So going to work.
Work.
Playing with my God.
God.
I'ma pull it out and you better go and start. Now.
Hey. Don't play with my God.
Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. And wisdom to know the difference.
Let me give these people a real gospel song. Snoop Dogg, bless me again, man. Power 98.
Dance.
to you, Snoop Dogg. That was cute and everything. You should have put us on the CD, Snoop.
Why, Larry?
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
You know what it is? Snoop should have put us on that gospel CD he did. Because I told him he can't play with my God. Ain't that right, DeTana?
You got it. Hey, you better listen to him.
Don't.
It might be crazy sometimes, but hey, don't play with my God.
Don't play with my God.
Don't you play with my God.
Because he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Come on now.
Started me on my way. First step.
Come on.
DeTana, you gonna go to work and tell him. Tell him, don't play with my God.
Yeah.
Don't play with my God.
Hey. Don't play with my God. Hey.
He woke you up, baby.
It woke somebody up because somebody was believing in that. Stop it. Don't play with my God.
All right, DeTana, you go to work this morning, baby.
I am. All right, love you, girl.
That's right. Don't play with my God or my money.
Nobody playing.
DJ Busta, Ryder Ridge, we balling. Coming up, we got your madhouse. Question of the day. No play with my God. Hey.
I put the new 4Gs on the G. I drive it.
I've been balling.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. That's right, and Rich right there. We ballin' along with DJ Mustard. 6:09, 9 minutes out to 6 o'clock. And you know it's time for that hashtag MHQOTD Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
All right, your Madhouse question of the day is being brought to you by Studio Movie Grill this Saturday. They're throwing the biggest singles party ever at the brand new Studio Movie Grill at Prosperity Village on Dozier Crossing Road. And it's this Saturday. It kicks off at 7 o'clock. Get more details at power98fm.com. And if you haven't been to that brand new Studio Movie Grill, I'm going to tell y'all right now, it's like that. You can even just go out there and just go to the bar because they have a bar area where you can just go eat and drink. You don't even have to go to the movies, but if you want to go to the movies and eat and drink while you have a movie, it is probably the best place in the city to do that. It's dope. Mm. Yeah.
All right. That. Using that hashtag MHQOTD today, we want to know, you got one day until Valentine's Day. So tell us, what do you want for Valentine's Day? You got to get it right. They got to get it right. You got one day. What do you want? Be very specific. What do you want for Valentine's Day?
You know how everybody be talking about, I'm going to drop clues and context clues. Not today. Tell them exactly what you want. And this is for the ladies and the men. And I saw this discussion on Facebook. They was talking about a lot of ladies feel like Valentine's Day is just for them. Like, they don't supposed to get their man that.
Right.
They supposed to get that man that gift that he's been getting for the last 390,000 days. And that should be enough. Nah, we want gifts, too. We want gifts, too. So today, they got one day to get it. They got one day to get it. Tell them exactly what you want. Exactly what you want. That's where you take all the guessing out.
And by exactly, we mean exactly.
Exactly. Tell them exactly what you want. Tell them today exactly what you want. They got one. They got 24 hours to get it, or less than 24 hours to get it.
So. Ain't no guessing.
Yeah. What you want, Bert?
If I got to be specific, Valentine's is like a love holiday, I guess. I don't know, man.
I'm going to tell you what I
want. I'm not real big on Valentine's
I know what I mean either, but if I'm buying something that I need you to buy stuff to, you know what I want?
What?
Let me get that deposit for that PlayStation 5.
Mm.
How about that?
Mm.
You know what you can get me?
Damn, that's a good one.
Let me get that deposit for that PlayStation 5 or get me some shoes. You can never go wrong with buying me some shoes.
Ever.
But some Air Jordans. Some type of Nikes.
Mm-hmm.
Stay in that lane.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah.
Shoes, Nikes, Jordans or Nikes.
I'm a clothing kind of guy, too.
And the place, but you know, sometimes the women be.
I know. They get you kind of clothes that they like. Yeah. Don't get me what you like. Get me what I want.
You said be specific today, right?
Yeah, I want a Nike tracksuit.
Let me get that deposit for PlayStation 5.
Let me get.
Or some shoes. You can't go wrong with giving me some shoes.
I want a Nike tracksuit.
Oh, that's what's up.
That's what I want. We being Pacific.
Get out my lane, bro.
Larry, we being Pacific.
We being Pacific. Get out my lane, though. You know, that's what I do now.
Oh, my God. That's not what you do. That's not what you do.
What I got on today, perfect?
Today. The first time in 2 weeks. You know what? Three, four weeks.
You a lie. Don't make me go to my page, man. Tell the people how they tap in on this question.
You can go to our Instagram pages. Go to his page over there at I Am No Limit Larry. You can go to my page at I Am Burpee. Or you can hit us on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
And fellas, if you're scared to tell your lady exactly what you want, like if you're scared to go out on our page because she'll know what your face is and all that, then go to our voicemail and leave it on there. We'll make sure you remain anonymous.
No limit.
Yeah, you said.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, 624, 24 minutes out of 6 o'clock. It's time for that Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
And on this Throwback Thursday, got two throwback stories for you, man. You know your boy, my boy, Tupac. You know they got a brand new documentary coming out next year that says Tupac is still alive and they can prove it. They said they got details, they got documents. They said he's alive and well in New Mexico, being protected by the Navajo tribe. Next year they dropping this documentary. What you think about that one, bro?
I'm over it.
You gonna do Tupac like that?
No. The people saying he's still alive, and the people say Elvis still alive.
Nah, Elvis been dead. Tupac alive though.
I ain't with it.
They said he escaped the medical center out in Vegas, and they're gonna prove how he did it. And they're going to show you how he's still alive in New Mexico. I don't know. Do you want to watch the documentary?
No.
I want to watch it. Also, in throwback news, your girl, Maya, you remember Maya?
Yeah, what?
The singer Maya?
Yes.
Well, she allegedly got married back in December, and it just came out like 2 days ago.
Really?
That she got married in December, and that she kept the whole thing a secret. So, oh, Maya. She had the song with Lil Wayne with Super Shocker with Jay-Z, Best of Me. Yeah. Hey, Maya.
Well, Maya got hits now.
Yeah, she got about two.
What?
Yeah, that's your Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie, stay tuned for your Nosy Neighbor News at 7:25.
I want to know what it is Quickie's trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
Wale, Jeremiah, we on chill. It's Pot 98. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, 6:40, 20 minutes away from 7 o'clock. 68 is your high today. 64 is the tip joint. You out the door right now. And, of course, the time of that crazy news story. Burpee, what we talking about over there?
Crazy news story is being brought to you by our cutest couple contest. You can go to power98fm.com, upload a photo of yourself with your significant other for the chance to win a $100 IHOP gift card. All right. This story is coming. What's the crazy states, Larry?
Florida. South Carolina, and just somewhere that we don't never go. One of them states.
And this is somewhere we don't never go.
What state this was coming from?
Idaho. And Hawaii.
I don't think I know Idaho is potatoes.
I don't know nothing about Idaho.
That's it. Then they got some good potatoes.
Lori Vallo.
Is this the lady with them chaps?
She has two kids, and they're from Idaho. There's a judge in Idaho who's ordered her to produce the kids, show where the kids are. They've been missing since September. The children have. She moved to Hawaii and married a guy named, what's his name?
The guy?
Yeah, Charles. Charles. His name is Charles.
But
they got married shortly after Charles's wife died in October, and her ex-husband's name was Charles. He was allegedly killed in July by her late brother.
Right.
This is wow.
This is a Lifetime movie, and it's really playing out on TV. I was watching this on Inside Edition the other night. I don't know if y'all out there in Madhouse Nation been following this story. But so she ran off with this man, got married
Chad,
to this man.
That's her new husband name. Chad.
Ran off with this man, got married to this man. They had been looking for her and the kids. They found her in Hawaii.
In Hawaii. Her without and her the new kids, husband in Hawaii.
Her son. Her son is
7 years old. His name
autistic.
Is JJ.
He's autistic. He had a dog. He had a dog that like kept him calm and everything. And they found the dog, but they haven't found him. The judge has ordered this lady to produce the kids, show us where the kids at, and make sure that they are, you know, that they're fine and they're well. Mm-hmm. She had until last Monday to do so. Mm-hmm. She still hasn't produced the kids. And the crazy part of the whole thing is, like, nobody's seen the kids. And the judge has ordered her to produce the kids, and she still has not. And she's still able to walk and talk and do whatever she want to do. I thought the judge was law. When the judge say do something, if you don't do it, then they supposed to lock you up.
That ain't even the crazy part, Larry.
Why is she still out here parading with this man who wife just died, and they got married? What is going on?
That's the crazy part. Her ex-husband, late ex-husband, when he filed divorce papers, in the papers, he said that she didn't want nothing to do with him or their son, the 7-year-old that you were talking about, because she had a more important mission to carry it out. According to the court documents, Charles said Lori claimed she was a god assigned to carry out the work of the 144,000 at Christ's second coming in July of 2020. Yeah, go ahead, Shark. Put Shark on too, Larry.
I'm sick of these people. I am sick of these people.
I just want to throw this in here. So her ex-husband's deceased, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The new husband's wife's deceased too.
Right. And her brother, her late brother, was the one who allegedly killed her ex-husband.
Right. And he deceased too.
And now he did.
He knocked off too.
Punch out, Larry. It's over.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio.
Yo. I'm getting your feelings, none of your business. Welcome to Larry the Morning Man. How's Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B? Today's high's got to be right near 68, 65 degrees right now as you head out the house. Watch out for some rain. The rain is slated to start later on in the morning, right around 9 a.m.-ish, and it's supposed to be cleared out by 3 o'clock. So between 9 and 3, you're going to be getting hit with that rain. The streets are going to be wet, so be careful on your drive in if you haven't made it to work before 9. If you got to be to work at 10, you're going to run into some rain, all right? Hey, we're trying to figure out where these kids at, though.
Yeah.
I just told you this crazy news story, and a lot of you have been following this story. I just don't know how this lady is still able to walk and function after this judge done told this lady, I need to see them kids.
Ooh.
What you got, Sean?
Ooh, I know why.
Why?
It ain't no brother in this story. It definitely ain't no brother color in this story.
So if you missed the story, what's the story, baby?
The story is Laura Vallow. I think I'm saying her name right. Lori Vallow. She's from Idaho. She was found in Hawaii with her new husband. And she has two children. They said the children have been missing since September. And a judge in Idaho has ordered her to produce the children. Tell them where the kids are.
And she still ain't told them.
Her son, JJ, is 7. Her daughter, Tylee Ryan, is 17. Nobody has seen them since September.
Mm.
And her ex-husband is dead.
Dead.
Who was killed by her late brother, who is
dead.
And her new husband, Chad, his
wife is dead. So where are the kids
she was
at?
In a car.
You think the kids dead? Do you think the kids are dead?
I've seen too many episodes of Criminal Minds.
This is your personal opinion.
My personal opinion.
Do you
yes.
feel like these kids are dead?
Yes, I do. Because
I don't want to say that, but I
don't
want
to say that about anybody's kids.
But I think she did something to them.
But according to some of these documents, when Charles divorced her, he claimed that she didn't want anything to do with him or Joshua, the 7-year-old boy.
That's the boy that's autistic.
Because she had a more important mission to carry out.
Mm.
And she said she claimed she was a god assigned to carry out the work of 144,000 at Christ's second coming in July of 2020. And she said she would kill him if he got in her way. And she had an angel there to help her dispose of the body.
Is he alive?
He did. By her brother.
I guess he didn't listen.
By her brother.
I hate to say it, but in my personal opinion, I think these kids are dead too. Why? Because they found the little.
I hope they're not.
They found the little boy's dog. The dog is back, and you know,
because he was autistic,
right? But the dog, you know, dog. They a man's best friend. They gonna stick with you unless you ain't here no more. It's sad, man. They got to do something about this lady. If the judge ordered her to turn these kids in, she need to turn these kids
and
in.
This is the song we go into.
I mean, City Girls, that was what's next on the list.
Act up.
It's 5 out of 8.
Real. Give a fatter.
You know, the ones that go to work by day, then, you know, dance in the mirror by night.
Let go.
Okay, let's go.
Pot 88 WPG, Charlotte's Blood for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Put some bop in it with the baby. 7:06, 6 minutes out to 7 o'clock. And y'all know what time it is. It's time to let y'all shine. Your homegirl leveling up at work. Your homeboy got a new job. Your partner them started a new business. You got to show them love, man. Let them shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy.
Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh, yeah.
Get your shine on. Get your shine on. Get your shine on. You know we gon' make it.
Shine on me. Shine is being brought to you by that CIAA VIP experience. If you want that CIAA VIP experience, which includes a hotel stay and passes to the games, you need to log on right now to power98fm.com to register.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
Morning. I'd like to let all the boys in blue and all my friends overseas that are fighting for us today, and I'd like to let all these truck drivers out there listening out there keep doing your job and keep enjoying yourself. Hell yeah.
You just, oh, man. Should have asked me if he was in the truck, man. Be there home.
You in the truck, big dog?
Are you in the truck?
Yeah, no, I ain't in the truck yet. I'm getting ready to.
Oh, okay. Hey. I was going to tell you, be there home, boy.
Hey, you be safe out there and don't be Bob telling out there, all right?
All right, y'all too.
All right, breaker 1-9. You do your thing, Big Bob.
Breaker 1-9,
Big Bob. But I'm going to learn how to drive a truck just so I can get on the CB. This is No Limit Larry, and I'm on the CB, and I'm Bob telling down I-5-5, boy, that gallon.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
I want to let shine my mama.
Oh, you are so aggressive talking about your mama. What's your mama name, baby?
Bethel Gregory.
Okay, shout out there, Gregory. We're going to let her shine. We love her.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
You on the line with the plug. Who you shining on?
I'm on the line with the plug. The number one
section
in the world.
Come on now, April. You better talk about it.
Get that part. Like, Beam, you better know it. I'm letting my son shine, Corinthian. He is doing so awesome in school. Like, Beam, turn up.
Get in there.
Go get that work. Go get the work.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Bob.
Just hit the button, man. Hit the button.
What work you going to get, Bob? I'm out of here by Mount Holly, baby. I'm going to pick that work up. Going to jail, getting that work.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting
them
shine?
Little kids do. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, who you letting shine, baby?
I'm letting my husband and my daughter shine this morning. I'm proud of them.
Aww. Come on, family,
Hold on. Valentine's Day tomorrow, so our Madhouse question of the day is tell your husband exactly what you want tomorrow for Valentine's Day.
Oh, I want some chocolate, some roses, and I like a new wedding band, but It's up to him.
Chocolate, roses, and
wedding. Nah, today we been specific.
You
going
to be specific today. It ain't up to him.
I don't know your husband's name, but you better go get that new wedding band right now. Right now, Bob. Bob, go get it, Bob.
Go get it, Bob. Go get it, Daryl.
That's what she really want, that wedding band. Yeah, you got roses, chocolate, and a new wedding band. Nah, that's what you want.
Yeah, they got roses and chocolate CVS every day. You're going to find no wedding band
in there. Go to tap in on the Madhouse question of the day, which is, what do you really want for Valentine's Day? Be specific. We want you to tell them they got one day to go get it. So there you go. Coming up, we got your Nose and Neighbor News on the way. Your chance to win. We got some great tickets for y'all today. Listen, we got so many good tickets. I don't even know what we're going to get y'all.
Pie we got a little bit of everything.
We do.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his No cap.
720 here inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Coming up, we got your Nosy Neighbor News. On the way, Lil Wayne. We're going to be talking about Lil Wayne. We're going to be talking about a movie that's getting a reboot. Snoop Dogg, he's speaking out and burping.
Huh?
What rapper says they can make it in the NBA right now?
In the NBA?
Right now.
Oh, Lil Bow Wow.
Lil Bow Wow?
Yeah.
He going to be like Mike?
Yeah.
He did have a movie.
Lil Bow Wow.
I don't think Lil Bow Wow big enough, though. Find out what rapper said that they can make it in the NBA right now. Up next, you need to know the Neighbor News. And what tickets we giving them, Burp?
We are giving away tickets to go to the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival. It's going down, man. DC Young Fly, Mike Epps, Country Wayne, Lavelle Crawford, Jess Hilarious. And we trying to put you in the building if you pay attention.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
You know who this is? It's that boy Roddy Rich. This is The Box, the number one song in America, China, Sudanese, India, Antarctica, all of them. Charlotte's plug, man. It's Power 98.
Put it out
the
coop and go on here.
sagecountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at backstagecountry.com.
Know the neighbor news. We about to drop it on you, Miss Jessica. She's still at jury duty trying to decide somebody's life. She's at jury duty. She'll be back whenever the trial get over, I guess.
Whenever the trial over, she'll be back. So when she get back, you can join her and Butterfingers as they broadcast it live for the official grand opening for the all-new Boost Mobile store. It's going down this Saturday from 1 to 3, 3716 W.T. Harris Boulevard. Go to power98fm.com for more details.
All right, Snoop Dogg is speaking out. Yep, you know he took about a week ago, he took to his Instagram to express his disgust over the Gayle King question and the questions that she asked Lisa Leslie about Kobe Bryant. Well, Snoop was back at it again on yesterday, but this time Snoop Dogg had a change of heart and issued an apology.
Two wrongs don't make no right. The wrong gotta fix it.
So with that being said, Gayle King,
I publicly tore you down by coming at you in a derogatory manner based off of emotions, me being angry at questions that you asked.
Overreacted.
Should have handled it way different than that. I was raised way better than that. So I would like to apologize to you publicly for the language that I used and calling you out of your name and just being disrespectful. I didn't mean for it to be like that. I was just expressing myself for a friend that wasn't here to defend himself.
He did say he was sorry, but he didn't say he took it back.
In other news, it's a lot of face tattoos going on. You reported on Chris Brown yesterday.
He got the Jordan tattoo.
He got the Jordan tattoo on his face. Well, Amber Rose, she has her sons, Sebastian and Slash, tattooed across her forehead. Mm. And the game, he got an infinity with the number 8 in the middle to honor Kobe Bryant over his left eyebrow.
I mean, to each face his own face. Whatever y'all want
to
do.
To each his own.
It's your face.
It is your face.
If you want
to
mess it up, go on, mess it up. Lil Wayne is celebrating this morning. Get the cup out. Lil Wayne just broke Elvis Presley record with the most top songs on Billboard. Lil Wayne now has 82 top 40 songs that hit Billboard, and he also just dropped his album Funeral, and that went number one, making Lil Wayne's album total of number ones 13. He's got 13 number one albums and now 82 songs that went top 40, and he broke Elvis Presley's record with that. So shout out to Lil Wayne.
Please say the baby.
Burby, you remember the movie Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
What? Do
back
I?
In 1989.
Classic.
Everybody used to love this movie.
I still watch that movie today like it's new.
Well, they're talking about doing a remake or a reboot of the movie using some of the original cast members.
Stop it.
They are. They want to bring it back. You don't think they should bring
it
back?
No, man. Leave the classics alone. What's wrong with people and their creativity? Where is it?
But I think if you bring it back with some of the original cast members, you can pull it off, and I think this generation would appreciate it. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids was big.
I guess.
You just don't like them to redo that.
I don't, because what remake has been good?
All of them.
Like what?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I can't think of them right now.
Because ain't none of them been good.
Yes, they have. All right, man. I asked you what baller you thought could make it in the NBA or said that they could make it in the NBA right now. And you said... Whoever you said it wasn't right. It's your boy Quavo from the Migos.
Oh, Bow Wow. That was
said Bow Wow. Quavo says, you know, he put that work in. He won MVP of the Celebrity Game a couple years ago. So now he's been invited back to the NBA Celebrity Game. And Quavo said Master P did it. He played in the NBA. So I think I can play in the NBA. You think Quavo can go out there and get some people some work?
Quavo, calm down. You played against other non-athletic celebrities. In that celebrity.
But they say Quavo used to hoop in school.
He can
hoop.
He did hoop. And there's videos online of him playing pickup games and stuff where he's, okay, I get it. But it's the NBA, bro.
Yes.
They do this for a living.
Quavo, you ain't big enough. You talking about not the smallest guard, but the average guard, point guard in the NBA is about 6'2".
Right.
I think Quavo was like 5'8". And a half.
Oh, he's 5'8".
How tall is
he? Might be 6 feet. He's look still shorter than the average point guard.
Mugs and Bogues.
Nah, Quavo ain't got handles like Muggs.
Oh, no.
I seen him play.
Who was the last short player like Muggsy to do something?
Isaiah Thomas.
He did it for like two seasons.
He did it for like six, seven seasons. He's still in the league, bro.
No, not, he's not talking about Isaiah from the Pistons. He's talking about the left giant. Yeah, left he's hand still, he's still, he just, exactly. That's my point, Shaq. Ain't nobody talking about him like that.
He's still in the league. He's nice. He's still in the league. All right. All right, that's your Knows the Neighbor News.
Jessica.
The neighborhood.
Power 98.
Told y'all to know the neighbor news about Lil Wayne. What we say about Weezy. Ah, baby, please say the baby. First call through correct answer. You got it. 570-WPEG. If you got it, they doing what, Bourbon?
They are going to the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival going down at the Bojangles Coliseum on February 29th.
On God now.
Take Power 98 everywhere with our new mobile app from your app store.
Follow me.
Be sure to follow us on all social media at Power 98 FM.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse.
Coming up at...
Larry Mad is being brought to you by McBonus. You can join me this Saturday at McBonus from 10 to midnight. Me and my DJ, DJ Butterfingers. You know where it's at. 48 Honda Monroe Road. We got drink specials. Ladies free before 11. Log on to power98fm.com as we broadcast live from McBonus this Saturday from 10 to midnight. So come on in. All right. All right. Y'all know I wasn't going to let this one slide. You know I wasn't going to let this one slide. You know, last week we had the flood, we had the tornado, God and his marching band came through. Well, up in Raleigh, near Chapel Hill, this young lady, they interviewed this young lady and they was talking about that she was going to have to get out of her apartment. She's supposed to be saying, evacuate. That's not what she said. She said, we're going to have to evaporate. Oh, y'all thought I was going to let this slide? Here it is. Check it out.
First, what is going on and, you know, how is this impacting you? Has water gotten into your apartment or anything yet?
Well, not yet because it's not that bad, but over here on this side it kind of is, and I guess in the far back it is. That's why the cars is up here and stuff. But it haven't really hit our parking lot yet, so it really ain't affecting me yet. But once it do hit that, they probably going to tell us to evaporate, and then that's what gets on my nerves. Got to keep evaporating. The whole thing was like...
Ladies and gentlemen, kids, if you're listening in the car, this is why staying in school is important. You don't evaporate as a human being. We're going to have to evaporate, Burpee. Burpee, can I borrow your hotkey?
Hold on, man.
I know it's coming up.
But you know it's coming. I got you.
Can I borrow
your hotkey? I got you.
I need it right now,
You Burpee. Need it right now?
I need your hotkey right now.
Larry?
Huh?
Hit my hotkey! Shut your dumb ass up. Shut your dumb ass up.
This is why staying in school is so important, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't stay out, if you don't know what you're talking about, stay off TV, man. You're making us look bad as a culture. We're gonna have to evaporate.
Evaporate, boy.
You know what? I don't even got no more words for it, Burpee. I don't even got no more words for it. Hit the hashtag. Y'all know why I'm mad. She should have stayed ass in school and off these damn people TV. Hit the hashtag Larry Mad. See what else I've been mad about. Evaporate that.
No Limit Larry.
None of it, Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Shout out plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know how it goes down inside the Madhouse each and every day. This is how we get it in, man. You know, Incognito done laid it out for you. And now, it is time to get Burpee's thoughts.
Sometimes I have them thoughts.
All right, Larry. You know what day it is, baby. You ready for today, Larry?
I'm ready.
You ready for today?
I'm ready.
You know what today is, Larry. Hit my hotkey! Shut your dumb ass up. Already. First on the list, Amber Rose. Shut your dumb ass up. This fool, I ain't gonna call her no names. But she got a tattoo across her forehead of her children's names. Very thoughtful tattoo. Very meaningful. I like it. But the reason she got the tattoos is what's getting on my nerves. Larry, she said, can I be honest? After the whole Kobe Bryant situation, it made me value life more. My dad had cancer when he was just 40. I'm 36, so you never know what could happen. That's why I got my son's names tattooed across my forehead. Larry, hit my hotkey. Shut your dumb
You got your son's name tattooed across your forehead because you was high after hitting that booger sugar. You didn't know what the hell you was doing, ma'am. That's a stupid tattoo. Don't you ever use Kobe and what happened to him as a reason for you to get a tattoo across your forehead. Shut your dumb ass up. Number two on the list. Larry, hit this a little earlier. This young lady said that her apartment was flooding.
Oh, my God.
Her apartment was like, you got it, Larry. You got it.
Of course I do.
Well, go ahead and play it for the people there.
Of course I do.
What is going on and, you know, how is this impacting you? Has water gotten into your apartment or anything yet?
Well, not yet because it's not that bad, but over here on this side, it kind of is. And I guess in the far back, it is. That's why the cars is up here and stuff. But it haven't really hit our parking lot yet, so it really ain't affecting me yet. But once it do hit that, they probably going to tell us to evaporate.
Pause it right there. Wait, they're going to tell you to evaporate? Evaporate? So you mean to tell me they're going to tell you to get out? And to get out, it means to evaporate? Larry hit my hotkey on her. Shut your dumb ass up. Shut your dumb ass up.
I thought she was joking, but she kept on saying.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I hate evaporating. Oh, first of all, we as humans don't evaporate, man. That's what happens to water, mist, and dew. That evaporates. But human beings do not. Hit my hotkey again,
shut
man.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Susan Rice, she went off to Snoop Dogg. She said, hey, Snoop, you need to back off of Gayle King.
And he did.
He did, but she went at him real aggressive. She said, you need to back off of her talking to her like that or we going to come get you. Susan Rice, I respect you. I respect the position that you're in, but Larry hit my hotkey.
Shut your dumb
you
up.
Just told a Crip gang member that you're going to come after him. Oh, okay. I want to see that my damn self. I want to see how this politician is going to go after Snoop Dogg, the Crip gang member. And last but not least, y'all know ain't nobody off limits. Larry, play the clip. Play the clip.
This is a PSA. It is now, what time? 5:30 a.m. Let me tell you all something, okay? This is real talk. There's absolutely, absolutely no reason for you to be waiting outside of my job at 5:30. Cut it out. That's the quickest way to catch a bullet or get your ass beat. And that's real talk.
Pause it. In case y'all don't know who that is my sister who I love dearly. That's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. Hey, Miss Jessica, we don't believe you.
She was so proper.
She was so, that's the quickest way to catch a bullet. First of all, you said the whole T in bullet. Larry hit my hot key. Shut your dumb ass up. We don't believe, man. That's my list. And I can't put it through.
So proper.
Those from every
thought.
Think about it.
What you thought?
People got to hit his shit. No cap.
Y'all live in Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Y'all know how we do it, man. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8 o'clock. You know the neighbor news quickie. Shout out to Beauty to the Streets on. You know, they definitely did their thing. They fed over 500 homeless people. Outside of a mall. That was dope. You saw that?
Yeah, that was dope. Out there in L.A.?
Yeah, out there in L.A.
Yeah. That was real dope, man. She went out there, fed the homeless people, and she was doing their hair also.
Yeah.
She was doing the women's hair out there, set up a little mall outside. It was dope. It was over 500 homeless people.
500.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were women and kids, too.
Right,
so
right.
Shout out to them, man, and shout out to everybody who go out and feed our homeless here in the city of Charlotte, a.k.a. Block Love Charlotte, a.k.a. the United Neighborhoods of Charlotte. Thank y'all for what y'all do, man.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
I got a situation. I got a situation. Can somebody, anybody, tell me what it is?
Situation.
Somebody help.
situation today has been brought to you by City Trends. You can join me at City Trends today from 5 to 7 p.m., 4527 The Plaza. You know they got them new look with the fresh styles. And the first 100 people in line, you're going to get a gift card. That's right. The first 100 people in line, you're going to get a gift card to help you out with your shopping. So log on to power98fm.com for more details. And join me today at City Trends over there off the Plaza, 4527 from 5 to 7. What are we talking about today in today's situation, Bert?
Today we're talking about Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. Dwayne Wade's son, who now goes by the name Zaya. He's 12 years old, and he wants the family to refer to him as she, mm-hmm. as her.
Mm-hmm.
And she now goes by the name Zaya. And Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union say that they fully support their 12-year-old son going through this transgender role.
Right.
And their oldest son, Zaire, penned a very nice, very sweet message to his sister saying that, I love you, kid. You know, just giving encouraging words because this can be difficult for some children, for some kids.
Yeah, so Madhouse Nation, we wanted y'all to tap in on. A lot of people was talking about it in the barbershop, the beauty shop, in the grocery store yesterday. So wanted to know what y'all thought about it. And, you know, a lot of the fathers out there were talking about it on Facebook and a lot of the father groups. So what do y'all think about it, Madhouse Nation? Dwayne Wade's son now wants to go by a female name and be called a girl.
Yeah.
And you said refer to me as her and not him. Right. What do y'all think? 12 years old. 570-WPEG. Tap in on today's situation. It's Power 98.
Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
We're streaming. Oh. Take us everywhere.
Check us out on Facebook.
We're the plug. Power 98.
Okay. So unless you've been living under a rock for the past few months, then you know... Right, another Larry the Morning Madhouse situation Thursday. We're talking about Dwayne Wade and his son, which is, how does the story go, Bert?
His son, his 12-year-old son, Zion. Well, everybody has known for a while that his son came out some months ago and said that he was gay. But he's officially come out and said that he's transgender and he wants to be known as Zaya from here on out. And Dwayne Wade has come out very supportive. Gabrielle Union has come out very supportive. His brother, Zaire, older brother, Zaire, came out very supportive. And but Dwayne Wade has received a lot of backlash online, along with a tremendous amount of support.
Yeah.
So we just want to know, Madhouse Nation, what do you all think about this situation with Dwayne Wade's son, now daughter?
Good morning.
Yeah, it's a free country, you know, and you love your kids. You know, that's their child, so they're going to... You know, but I don't know what I would do if I was in that situation. Mm-hmm. Probably the same thing because it's my child. If it was my child, but I just don't recommend it. But the free country, we truly live in the land of the free. And but what I will say is, I don't think it's natural, and you can't change your DNA. I don't care what you want to say and what you want people to believe. You can't change the original DNA of the thing. And I just don't condone it. And I probably would still refer to him as a man.
Okay.
I wouldn't see him as a female, no matter what he did to try to change it. I would still refer to him as a man. Just as me.
All right. Thank you, Money Mike.
Yeah.
Power 98, good morning. You on today's situation. We're talking about Dwayne Wade and his son. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Awesome. Ultimately, I think it's safer and smarter to just embrace it. You know, our community, and when I say our community, I mean the Black community as a whole, is struggling behind, you know, people being secretive, people not being able to admit it, and it has hurt the community as a whole, you know, with the diseases, the mental defects, and all. So embrace it. Let the kid be who she is. And, you know, I think all will be well.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. We got more on today's situation. You got a comment, 570-WPEG, about Dwayne Wade and his son, now daughter. It's Power 98.
Y'all sleeping on me, huh? Had a good snooze.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning.
No Limit Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Talking about it, man. Situation Thursday inside the Madhouse. What are we talking about today, Bert?
We're talking about Dwayne Wade and his son, Zion, who now would like to go by the name Zaya, and saying that he is transgender, would now like to be referred to as a female. A lot of people online have been showing tons and tons of love to Dwayne Wade and his son, or excuse me, daughter, and their family. But he also has received a ridiculous amount of backlash for whatever reason. So we want to know, Madhouse Nation, what do y'all think about the situation?
All right, you know what it is. Let's tap in. Good morning.
I just want to weigh in about the Dwayne Wade situation. I feel like minding your business is free, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And then second of all, just support your children. That's all you have to do. And if Dwayne's doing that as a good parent, then let's do that. I mean, just a few weeks ago, we were celebrating Girl Dad because of Kobe. But all of a sudden, you know, if it's not the kind of daughter you want, you don't like it. Mm. But let him be who he is, and I think that they're doing an excellent job by raising him like that.
Power 98, good morning.
Yes, I sure do.
All right, go ahead.
I felt like what Dwayne and Gabby were doing to Jay, it was a good thing. Because not a lot of people that they do want to change their name or they're gay, not a lot of people, parents, they don't support that. Mm. Because, like, you know, you have to think about young kids like him, they scared to come out. And a lot of young kids, they'll kill themselves because if their parents don't accept them or any other little kid, they are bullying him because of he's gay or the way his name that he wants to be called. But I think it was a good idea that of Dwayne and Gabby, they are supporting that what he wants to be called.
All right, thank you for your comment this morning. Pod 98, good morning.
Good morning.
What up, though? You got a comment?
What I do. I just want to comment on the guy, who said that he can't change his DNA. It's not his DNA that he's trying to change. It's his gender. So if he wants to be classified as a woman, let her do that. I mean, at the end of the day, we are in a world that is so judgmental that we have to move forward from that. Whoever she wants to be is who she's going to be, and we have to respect it as people, because it's a lot of people now who's taking other people's opinions and they're losing their life and committing suicide. So as black people, let's all stand together, and whatever she wants, let's give it to her. If that's what she wants to be called, let her be called what she wants to be called, and that's a woman.
All right,
that's
thank
it.
You. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pod 98, good morning.
Yo. What's going on, man?
Talk to me a bit, dog.
Hey, man, I got to be real with you, man. This is how I feel. I know everybody's saying you got to embrace it and all that. I believe in that. You know what I mean? And there's no love lost. If anything, there's more love gained, because, you know, that's something that you got to embrace whether you believe it in it or not. But I feel like you got to counsel it, big bro. You got to minister to it. You know what I mean? Because God didn't put us on this earth for that. You know what I'm saying? That's like saying you got a child, he's a murderer. What you going to say? You going to encourage him to go murder as many people as he can? No, bro, you're not going to do that. You're going to get him on the right path. So I think you got to counsel it, you embrace it, but you got to minister to it. But I don't think you take them further into that life.
A lot of good comments this morning. A lot of people saying a lot of different comments, and it's a lot of great comments on this. And I was actually talking to one of my partners about it on yesterday. And, you know, the first thing I always say, first of all, you can't tell nobody how to raise their kids. You can't do that. Right. Like, I can't call Dwayne Wade on the phone to see him out some way and say, look, what you're doing with your child is wrong. Cannot do that. That's that man's child. That is his life. That is their family. Me personally, I don't know if I could embrace it the same way that he's embracing it. Because and it's just for the simple fact that the child is 12 years old. And you're still trying to discover and figure out who you are at that age. But that's just to me. Dwayne Wade, I applaud him. I applaud him and his wife and his whole family for embracing right. what their child is going through. Me, on a personal side of if it could be me, I don't know. I don't know. But I would definitely want my child to come to me and tell me what they're feeling.
Mm.
So I'm not saying I would completely shut them down. But I don't know if I could be as open as Dwayne Wade is, and maybe this is a lesson for all us as parents.
Mm.
This might be a lesson that we are being shown from and through Dwayne Wade to say, listen, we might all need to open ourselves up as parents, not just to this particular thing, but to other things our children bring to us. So that's my thoughts on it.
Coming from, I was on both sides. I was on the side because, you know, with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
My brother is, if y'all don't know, which you probably do, my brother's gay, and he refers to himself as a female.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to us in the family that he wanted us to refer to him as female. And at first, I felt some kind of way about that. Not that I felt some kind of way, but I was like, are you sure you want to be referred to a female? Because your name's still James.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, I would make jokes about it. It wasn't anything serious where it was like, no, I'm not going to call you a girl, blah, 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 blah. But I was in the sense of I grew up with my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not going to be that easy for me to transition into calling you her, she, female. What is she doing? You know, to use it like that, because it's natural for me to refer to you as a male.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, on the other end, I'm like, well, I mean, that's not my decision. It's not my decision. It's not my choice. I'm not. That's what my sister wants me to do. So why not do it? I'm not the one that's saying, call me something different, call me something that my sister feels like she is. This is my first time referring to her as a female right now. I normally say my Brista or my twin.
Yeah, I've always known you to say my Brista.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is like just now is my very first time referring to her as a female. Mm. And I still joke with her and say, but your name's still James. You got to at least change your name. But with Dwayne Wade's situation, the one thing that the child wants, or whoever it is that's coming out, the one thing that they want is support. They want support from their family members. They want their people, their loved ones, to be supportive of them. So I think what Dwayne and Gabrielle and the family is doing is a great thing. It doesn't matter what somebody else thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Your opinion doesn't matter. The Zaya is going to be Zaya from now on. And Dwayne Wade and everyone else has embraced it. Why haven't you?
Let me ask you this real quick, because you talk about your brother a lot. Uh-huh. Did he decide at an early age, because this is an early age for a child, 12 years old. Did he decide that early that he was going in that direction, or was it later on?
He didn't come out until he was in college.
Okay.
So, and it was like maybe a couple of months ago that she was like, I want y'all to start referring to me as a female.
Mm-hmm.
So that's later on in life.
That's like the thing about this Dwayne Wade situation is that the child's so young.
It's so young. I understand that because the child is young.
Yeah.
You don't really, you still got learning to do about regular life.
That's what I think. But then it was some people where we was at, they were saying, hey, well, you know. And she might know that's what she want.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's her decision.
Yeah.
And if their family supports it, who cares about what anybody else does?
That's it. Dad is supported, mama supported, brother supported. There it is. But our topic of conversation, if you didn't get to comment in, you could always leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. And if you missed the whole thing, you could catch it on our podcast at power98fm.com.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And you're home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
You know what it is, man. 570-WPEG. 570-WPEG. You know how it goes down inside the madhouse. We got some great tickets for y'all. What tickets we giving away, Bert?
We giving away tickets to go see. I think this is the first time we're giving these away, Larry.
Yeah,
we're giving away tickets for you to go see Trippie Redd. He's coming here to the Queen City, to the Fillmore on Wednesday, February 26th. You got to be Black Smart in order to get these tickets right now. Call up here, 704-570-WPEG, if you want to go see Trippie Redd at the Fillmore.
All right, you got to win Black Smart, though. Let's go, man. Summer Walker, Bryson Tiller, Playing Games, the remix. Charlotte's Plug is Power 98. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you
Black Smart?
Power 98, good morning. Who is this?
This your girl, Raven.
What up, Raven?
Raven, what up, though?
What's up?
What's up is we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, all right?
Okay.
What you got for Raven, Burp?
All right, my question is, how does a black woman gas up her female friends when they looking good?
How does a black woman...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What do they do? If your homegirl look good...
You say she do what?
I say turn up. Let's turn up.
Let's turn up. That's not what I'm looking for. I don't think that's...
Twerk something on my own.
No, I don't.
Man.
Okay, we got two more chances. If you can answer this question, you're still in the game. In the hood.
In the what?
In the hood.
Say it one more time.
In the hood.
Uh-huh.
On somebody's front porch, tell me two things you might see there that don't supposed to be there.
Mm.
some clothes.
You might see some clothes. I've seen that before. Yeah. Dry. Yeah, okay, what else?
And something broke on there, like a broken chair or something.
Burpee, you gonna take that one?
I don't know, Larry. I don't know. Gonna, that's your question.
You gonna take that one?
That's your question.
You gonna take that one?
That's you.
No. The judges say nah, Burpee. They say nah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
That was terrible.
Was she black smart?
Hell no. Hell no. Hell no.
She tried it, though. She tried.
No, no.
She made a valiant effort.
She had me questioning my blackness.
We tried to help out. All right, if you try to go see Triple Ray, you got to answer Burpee's questions, and you got to answer my question, 570-WPG. If you can, we're going to put you in the building. Charlotte's Plug, Power 98.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto.
8780. Holla at your folks.
What do you have to say?
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is and how it goes down. It's time for that hashtag MHQOTD. Burp, what's the Madhouse question of the day?
Madhouse question of the day is, what do you want for Valentine's Day? You got one day, but you have to be very specific in what it is that you want. What do you want? If you could tell him, her, your significant other, what they can get you for Valentine's Day, be very specific.
Tiffany Yolanda said, I want some flowers. I'm letting him know, and he gonna get them because he always get me flowers. She said, flowers and more love. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Redbone 828 said, she wants the IRS to give her a date for her taxes and a pair of Air Max.
Well, I don't know. I can't control the IRS, boo. But
right. You ain't got no control.
Anything else we might can help you out with. KB, I think her name is KB. Oh, Gab, I'm sorry. GAB _36 said, I need the DB method, the bomb method. It's the bomb method, baby. That's what I need. The total body and butt lift exercise machine.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
We told him to be specific. That was she
wants. I did. Like Katie Scott said, she wants Uber Eats gift cards.
That's all she wants is Uber Eats gift cards.
Who are these people?
I don't know. Hey, you know, Madhouse Nation tapped in on the voicemail 704-227-8780. Good morning.
What? Only water evaporation. I'm 11.
This is Miss Sue. What's up? Hell, boy, if I was to get something from Valentine's Day from my wife, I would ask her to get me some Creed in the gold bottle or a pair of J's. You could never go wrong. But you two heathens up in there, I don't know why y'all always playing with God when it's raining. One single bolt of lightning gonna come through that building and strike both of y'all monkey ass at the same damn time. Y'all ought to be ashamed of yourself playing with God. Oh, I ain't gonna lie, that song was off the chain.
And if you missed our song about God this morning, well, don't play with my God.
Don't play with my God.
We dropped it this morning about 6 o'clock, me and Burpee. If y'all missed it, you can go to our podcast and check it out at power98fm.com. And if you ever want to tap in on the Madhouse question of the morning, listen at about 6:05. You can always check our Instagram pages or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.